if they knew that I'm here tonight. But I mostly do this because, as a data scientist, I come across a lot of very provocative and shocking statistics, and I, you know, to try to make sense of it and learn how to tell people the truth without making them cry, I decided to try my hand at stand-up, right? So what I'm mostly going to focus on tonight is actually I'm going to talk about a breakthrough that I had at work this week. I think I finally figured out why gay guys hit on me. Okay, actually, correct this, because I'm sure one of the gay comics in the audience is going to stand up here and say, I find Lorenzo unfuckable, I have no idea what he's talking about. I'm not saying all gay guys hit on me. I'm specifically referring to the random dudes that DM me on Instagram, okay? See, I've been sharing screenshots of my Apple Watch after I work out as like my Instagram story because I don't really care about social media, but there's just enough of a pool to make me more consistent about the healthy habit of exercise. And the moment I started doing that, you know, people started DMing me, you know, because they were excited about the kind of workouts that I was doing. And it's mostly dudes, right? And so recently I shared the results that I got from my latest body scan. And I discussed, like, I lost 2% body fat. Woo! No, really? No celebration? Like, you know, it's actually kind of difficult. No,
there. This
and it was
is
like,
Joan
Rivard
again. Oh, I know. I have to turn this off.
Okay.
What about, where's the music? Here we go again. I'm sounding all confused. Oh, yeah. I want to hear the music. Okay, just hear it in the background. Thank you. Okay, so this is CD1 and CD2. Here I am. Again, this is a show about how little somebody can know to make a radio program and how many mistakes they can make and how stupid they can say. Excuse me, I didn't mean to put myself down, but oh well. You guys are like family.
It's totally fine. Can you hear me, Joe?
Yes, I arrived and this really lovely woman was here that's starting a new radio show. And she's from Czechoslovakia. Her name
My name is Katka.
Yes,
thank you, John.
I'm happy to have her here right now. I hope she stays a while. If she can.
Well, now you have a guest co-host, huh?
Yeah,
or
exactly. Oh, I love guest co-hosts. I've had a few. The two that I asked this week couldn't make it.
All right. See,
so
Emma, you're
right,
godsend angel for the tech.
And an angel, angels are among us. I know that. God is happening. It's thick. It's thick. You can cut it with a knife. I guess that's not the best analogy, but yeah, God is thick all around us and everything. And we don't have to believe in anything. That's not what it's about. It's about how we treat one another.
And we should treat one another with kindness and respect.
You know, I'm so hard of hearing. I'll turn down the music. Then I can hear her. There, this is better. Now, I need to pause this because we want to hear it later, right? She's really an angel. She's helping me with the right now, although I'm talking, but you can't hear it because I...
destination.
It's working. I just thought maybe I should pause it so we can enjoy this song after we're done talking. Or should we just leave it on? I'll just turn it down. Alright, I'm back. I'll just turn them down, even though they're beautiful. We'll just listen to them again after if we want to. You know, little by little, I actually did learn how to put in CDs. It's another episode of the person on the street walking in and being a co-host. This happened a couple weeks ago. A man walked, and this is a little different because you were here talking with Pam to make a real show. You're a real DJ, but this other person walked by and he said he was looking in the window. And go ahead if you want to look at that. Yes. Oh, that's okay. You can. These are the books. Some of the books I wrote. This is the new one I'm kind of working on. The old part of it. And there's another one. Oh God, I hope I brought. Yeah, go ahead. Get on the. Yes.
John, I'm just fascinated. Are you like? Have you been in San Francisco during the Summer of Love?
I'm there right now in our Summer of Love. Year of love.
It's
decade
spring.
Of love.
Oh, okay. But have you been here in like 67?
I was here very briefly, but I did visit. But sad to say, I only stayed for a day like a tourist. I was with a girlfriend, and we had to get back to her family. But I did go to Alaska and live there with hippies for years and traveled
no
to Europe
way.
And saw hippies. And I write about hippies. And
I see that.
I'm proud to say I'm a hippie.
You're a hippie. What is your first hippie experience?
The first hippie experience would have to be meeting this group of people under the pier at Huntington Beach in Southern California. And I saw these people, you know, they had a guitar, and I don't know, it just struck me. It just hit me like a thunderbolt or something, how important this was.
Uh-huh.
And I got hooked on it real fast.
So did you join the group at the very moment, or just saw them? And
I think they were kind of homeless. I don't know. I didn't realize it at the time. But, well, in those days, you know, that just meant sleeping on somebody's couch or something. You know, it's not sleeping on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
I don't know if they were homeless or not. No, I couldn't. I was a little college girl. And I went up to Alaska as a little college girl, you know, all in pastels and living in the dorm at the University of Alaska. And I met hippies.
All right. And
I met these people who, you know, looked like they were from another century.
Like from the past or from the future?
The past.
From the past.
Yeah. They were dressed, you know, in very warm parkas with big fur roofs, and some of them. And
from medieval
not
times.
That much. I had the nicest ruff in this community, come to think of it, because most of them got their stuff from the army surplus store.
Right.
And they didn't have gorgeous wolf and wolverine ruffs like I.
Yeah, there were no vegan fur back then. There's real
vegan
fur, right?
Fur, no. But I was very fascinated with these people that had long hair. Now, that one is what makes me really different. I want to show you my other book. I wonder if it's in my bag.
So we're looking at a liberal's Bible guide, God's Message to Tree Huggers. Are you a tree hugger yourself, John? John is looking for her book while I have the privilege of leading through her book, printed hard copy. Yeah, but it's not published. Like, you can buy it on store. Like, as an e-book? As an e-book?
Forgot the microphone.
John is back.
We're having this big conversation. She's looking at my books. The hippie, Jesus was a hippie, Peace Drums, about the street kids on Haight Street, Haight and Ashbury.
Yes, I live very close to
Do
this.
You? Oh,
yeah.
My God.
You know what? And it's just like the universe. The reason why I'm so interested in your like hippie story is that my husband picked up a leaflet about Haight Ashbury. Mm-hmm. And the history of hippies and like what was going on there in the late 60s, 70s. And you're basically the person like walking out of those pages of that leaflet.
Not even at that time, of right now. I knew all the people that were hanging out there like about 2 years ago. There were lots of hippies still there on the street. And this is their story. And I also am very good friends with most of the shopkeepers on Haight Street. And the hippies that are still there, the street kids, you know.
Yes.
The train hoppers, that's who they are now. Only the toughest have survived out there.
Yes, and that's my question. How does the hippie culture change in Haight Ashbury since the late 60s till now?
Oh, I can tell you exactly how it changed, and that's in my book, too.
Don't tell me too much. So
the CIA
reason?
Came in, and they deliberately messed it up. They have at least 5 offices in the immediate neighborhood, one of them on Cole Street. And they had their 2 big-shot CIA guys that were into mind control.
Mind
control, yeah. One of the most famous ones.
Timothy Leary? Leary, the guy from Harvard who got kicked out.
Oh, not him. No, no. He was our friend.
He was a friend?
Well, yeah. He told them about LSD. Mm-hmm. And we don't have a lot against him. I don't know a whole lot about him, though. No, I'm talking about, what was the man's name? Roger Smith is the good guy. Then there was a, no, David Smith is the good man, the doctor that ran the clinic, that started the Haight-Ashbury Free Clinic.
So oh,
he's
free
a hero. He's wonderful. I've met him. But then there were these other two men who rented rooms. He says down the street from there. And he didn't really know this was going on, but they were from the CIA.
What they were doing?
They engineered the Manson murders. I'm telling you the truth.
Engineered.
They engineered it. Yeah, I don't know if them specifically, but that all came from these mind control experiments that the CIA was doing at the time. And it's all in my book. There's a chapter in that book.
Don't tell us too much. So that we have a reason. Don't give away too much for free.
Oh, I don't care. I give it all to. I've given away about 200 copies of this book.
Okay.
To all the train riders, and I've sold a few too. You know, it's not that I can't sell it. It's just more fun to give it away, because their friends are all in there. They're real excited because you know they get to read about real people that things really happen to.
So what happened? So they were the CIA were into mind control, and then what?
Well, they engineered that whole thing. It goes into detail in my book, who was there, where the agencies were, what they were supposed to do, you know, to give people false memories, to cause them to assassinate people and not even remember it. That's the kind of research the CIA was doing at the time. And these people, these two people were involved in it. And Roger Smith, one of the bad guys, and the other one was...
Roger Smith was one of the good or bad guys?
Bad.
Bad.
But David Smith was very good, but Roger Smith is very
bad.
And
they were not brothers? It's like a kind and able?
No, I don't know. I don't want Mr. David Smith to hear me say anything that would reflect badly on him, because we adore him. He's a saint. They did all kinds of stuff. They brought in hard drugs. They brought in violence.
It was brought in by CIA?
By the CIA, yes, on purpose. Because they were very worried that the people would rise up in a mass movement. It was against the war, you know, that was a big deal. And they were very concerned that the people would finally say, you know, enough is enough. The corporations have to back down and stop stealing everything and lying to us about everything. And, you know, and there was no good leadership for that movement. There wasn't anything really good. I mean, I know they're going to criticize me for saying this, but... You know, the end result is we did not get together and change the laws. Yeah. And I think
but
that's significant.
You know, like something similar or like something that rhymes to what you're saying was happening in my part of the world where my family
comes
from.
Oh, yeah, you're from a war zone.
Not really, not anymore.
When I was there, it was Czechoslovakia. I was there in 1968, I think.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
But I wasn't in Czechoslovakia. I was in Paris.
You were in Paris when the Russian tanks or like the...
Oh, I didn't even know. I'm not sure which country I was in at the time.
Yes, yes. There. So that's a story which has been passed down
yeah.
by the generation that, you know, like maybe like a year later after the Summer of Love, the Czechoslovakian people wanted to uprise and
yeah.
just bring the communist regime down.
Yeah.
But they just didn't succeed because the military came in, the military of like the Soviet bloc. So yeah, it's like another movement being quenched, being destroyed and demolished by the power in a different way.
Yeah, and we've got something like that taking place right now, right on Haight Street.
What's going on?
I don't know
Haight
about
Street?
Any CIA, but I know that there used to be, you know, at least 100 people living on that street. There's just six blocks, you know, from
yeah.
Buena Vista Park to Haight
yeah.
to Golden Gate Park. And they were beautiful. You know, they had bright clothing.
Yeah.
They smiled a lot. They
yeah.
talked about holy things and special
and
important
nice.
Stuff, you
yeah.
know. And they were really smart. And they made music. And they'd tell jokes. And, yeah, they panhandled, you know. Yeah, they made little crafts and tried to sell them to the tourists. But they were beautiful. This is their story in my book. But then everything changed pretty fast. I went away for... 2 months to Joshua Tree, and I came back, and things had changed. I drove down the street, and there was hardly anybody there.
What year are we talking about?
Hard for me to say. I can't remember. It was about 3 years ago.
Like before the pandemic?
Yeah, oh, definitely before the pandemic. Yeah, about a year before the pandemic.
Okay.
A bunch of stuff happened. So first I noticed lots of people were gone, but I did find some. And they told me that the cameras had been put up in the park where we all used to sit on these logs next to the pond. There's a beautiful pond there. And for 50 years, half a century.
The hippie hill, right?
Well, no, actually, that's where I go every weekend. I dance.
I've seen some people playing drums, right?
I perform. I play a tambourine and I dance.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of a shamanic almost kind of thing. And other people dance also. And I do it every weekend without fail.
What day? What time?
Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday at?
Hippie Hill. At Hippie Hill.
At Hippie Hill in the morning, in the afternoon?
No, in the afternoon and evening, yes.
In the afternoon?
I usually don't show up till 4 o'clock.
Okay.
I'm late because I go and I hang out with the kids on the corner in Ashbury.
So if someone wants to see your host and DJ John in person, you know where to find her.
Yeah.
Where you can see her perform, not only speak, but dance and play tambourine.
We all perform. It's beautiful. There's about 30 musicians there, more or less.
Oh, it's beautiful. I never think I ran into you guys, but good to know.
I do see it as a stage to get the ears of the world. I really do.
Oh,
that's why I moved here. I'm serious. I'm not shy about this anymore. You know, we need to find a way to get ourselves together. And this thing, the drum circle, Hate Street, all the drama that's happened there, that's magical. That's powerful. That's something that can unite people and get their attention.
I have a question about your book, Drums.
Yes.
So why do you have all these programs or there?
I guess I figured some of my friends can't read too well. No, that's a joke. It's supposed to be a joke.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, well, you know, they're foster kids. No, they read a lot. They really do. And some of them are tremendously educated, you know, any way they could.
No,
I didn't mean to say that. No, that was really supposed to be a joke. But
okay.
I'm not going to try that joke anymore.
Nope.
It was a
Let's
lid
balloon. Turn the page, yep.
Anyway, no, I just thought it was interesting. Once I started doing it, it was so much fun, and I got real good at it.
You mean those emojis?
Yes, I illustrate whatever was said in the previous paragraph. So it's easy to understand.
Your emoji game, Earl, is like a Gen Z on fire. Very cool.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of like breaking the text.
It breaks up the text really well, and I think the kids enjoy, you know, saying, oh, look at this one.
Yes.
Look what she did with this.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah, you can play around with it.
It took me like 6 months to put those in when I thought I was already finished.
Yep, but I think we're like leveling it up. What did you want to talk about?
Oh, you can hijack. In fact, I want to hear your story.
I wanted to bridge over to you because I'll need to run soon.
Oh, you need to go.
Yes,
okay. Well, tell me your story quick then.
My story, born in Czechoslovakia, raised in Slovakia because those two countries split. Raised there and dreaming of seeing the world. It was my first time I took a plane. It was when I was 18. And I was just dreaming of seeing the world. And here I am. 30 plus years later, I live in the most beautiful city in the world, in San Francisco.
Yes. Agree.
And it just, yeah, I remember hearing the song, you know, if you go to San Francisco.
You wear flowers in your
yes,
hair.
Yes, right? And it's like, I was in high school, like, before I've seen anything in the world. I was like, yeah, one day I'll go there, and maybe I'll live there. And here I am.
Oh, she's I'm like, so proud that you made it over here. That's wonderful.
Yes.
I want to make sure.
I'll give you my phone number, John.
Thank you.
I hope your CDs are playing well.
Yes, I have the CDs. I forgot about that.
Yes,
now,
you do.
I don't know how to move them forward, or backwards.
I think they're just playing, and you can just bring them up with those controls.
If I want to start over the one that's on there now, maybe you can do that for me.
I can try that. I'm not, you know. As you know, I'm like pretty.
A couple hours with the two of them. Even if I turn them off a lot of the time. I hope everybody can hear me. Everybody hear me out there? If anybody wants to call, it's 415-550-0511. If I want song number five, I press that again. If I want to end it, I just press the power button and it'll come out. Okay, that's good to know. All right. I'm really glad you were here.
Thank you, John.
Thank you. She's amazing. She really is. My number down for her.
Just tell me your number.
Something. I better turn, hang on. Okay, CD1, is that the one that's on? I'll turn this on and turn it on.
Tell her to make me a cowrick shirt, a deep forest green, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Strands and polishes a fan, she'll be a true love of mine. Tell her to reap it in a sickle of blazing in scarlet battalion. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and to keep. I'm dappled and drowsy and ready to sleep. Let the morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you, all is groovy.
Da-da-da.
beautiful.
So hard to please, but look around, leaves are brown, and the sky is a hazy shade of winter. Here the Salvation Army band, down by the riverside, it's bound to be a better ride than what you've got planned. Carry your cup in your hand, and look around, leaves are brown. There's a hazy shade of winter. I hang on to your hopes, my friend. That's an easy thing to say, but if your hopes should pass away, simply pretend that you can build them again. Look around, the grass is high, the fields are ripe, it's the springtime of of unpublished rhyme, drinking my vodka and lime. I look around, leaves are brown now, and the sky is a hazy shade of winter. Look around, leaves are brown, there's a patch of snow on the ground. Look around, leaves are brown, there's a patch of snow on the ground. Look around, all happening at the zoo. I do believe it, I do believe it's true. It's a light and tumble journey from the east side to the park.
The songs, they were about serious things. They were upbeat, they were hopeful, but they were about things that mattered. You know, they weren't always about, you know, my girlfriend left me or something. They were they weren't trying to jack us up and turn us on sexually or make us think we're demons or devils. Or, you know, they weren't screwing with us. They were real music that made by real people who really cared about other people. A lot of this music. And, you know, I'm proud to be able to present it here, and I hope I'm glad I finally can. I think I can nail this, learning how to put music on these machines. It's been hard because, you know, I haven't had any, I hate to keep harping on it, but we didn't go through with the real training to do this. I've never been trained as a DJ, and here I am, you know, not knowing which button to push. But each time that I make a mistake or need to know something, I learn a little bit more and a little bit more. And